Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. That's Mark, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And it reads as follows. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be done. It will be yours. Amen. So I want to speak today on the topic, no doubt. Amen. No doubt. Give you some background about this. Jesus was speaking to Peter when he said these things. Peter was still having problems with his faith in God. Jesus was trying to reassure Peter that faith in God is vital for everyone. In verse 23, Jesus uses the example of faith can move mountains. The key is to believe without doubt, and anything is possible with faith. Peter was and is not the only person struggling with this very issue. Logically, it does seem impossible to tell a mountain to move and throw itself into the sea. It's simply not something that us humans can do, so we dismiss it as being impossible. Peter was no different than you and I. Here are some problems believing without doubt, because we all have problems believing without doubt. Here are some examples. Number one, we have a hard time believing that everything will be all right when we are in times of trouble. Right? Think about it. We look at the problem instead of trusting in the solution, and doubt sets in. Number two, we have a hard time believing when the bills are overdue. Well, I'm guilty of that one back in the day anyway. We are being nagged by bill collectors and we are threatened with action against us if the bills are not paid. Also, we do not have the money to pay the bills. Then we lose faith, right? And start worrying, and doubt sets in. Number three, we have a hard time believing when we are sick that we are going to be fine. Now, I know that sounds crazy. When we get sick, let's use the flu as an example. We take ibuprofen or whatever, Tylenol. We take cough medicine. We take everything we can. And then we expect to be, we don't feel good. And we don't know when we're going to feel better, right? We go by how we feel, obviously. When we do not feel better immediately, then we become afraid that we will not get better, and doubt sets in. You with me so far? Number four, we have a hard time believing that our marriage will improve. Think about it. Many couples divorce instead of trying to find a solution. That is so true. They look at what is wrong in their marriage instead of what is right in their marriage. And then they doubt that their marriage can be saved. Wow. These are just some examples of when we have a hard time believing. Now, verse 24, Jesus states the following. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Wow. Believe that you have received it. That is a game changer. Think about it. How many times have we prayed and believed that we had already received what we prayed for? It's not something that we normally do, right? We got to get better at that. Well, here are what we typically do when we pray. Number one, we have prayed for something and hoped that our prayer will answer. Right? Or number two, we have prayed the same prayer over and over again. Number three, when our prayer has not been answered right away, we begin to doubt. Now, you got to remember, God heard us, but that's a whole different topic. But he heard us, okay? We, as humans, are impatient. That's why we got microwaves. Amen? Amen. We lose confidence that our prayer can be answered. Wow. In other words, we doubt God. Jesus stated that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it already, and it will be yours. This is something that every one of us really needs to work on. Wouldn't you agree? Amen. Now, here's what we were taught. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 and 18 states the following. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Jesus Christ concerning you. That scripture does not mean to pray for something repeatedly. It simply means to stay in prayer daily, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. That changes everything, right? Pray without ceasing means to pray daily, not to keep repeating over and over again, okay? Let's clear up that myth. That being said, praying and believing that you have received it will require greater faith, right? Faith is believing for something that is not seen, right? Hebrews 11:1. Personally, I must work on this one also. I have been trained all my life to pray until you get results. Right? You keep praying, asking over and over and over again. And we do that because we were trained to do that. I am sure that I'm not the only one that did this. Until I prepared this very sermon, I did not realize that we should believe that we have received it already and that our prayer has already been answered. That changes everything to me. Okay? I know that God hears our prayers and is on his own timeline for answering our prayers. And think about that again. We expect God to do it immediately. And when he doesn't, we doubt. Or we keep asking over and over again. You have kids. Some of you have kids. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms, by the way. If it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. But as a mother, your kids come to you asking for something, and they'll ask for it over and over and over, hoping that you'll change your mind or you'll give in to what they're asking for. And they'll keep asking until they get some kind of resolution one way or the other. You can tell them, no, you're not getting this. And they will continue to ask anyway, right? Because this is what kids do. They ask and ask and ask. They beg and they ask. They worry you to death by asking. You know what I mean? You know, if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, keep in mind, God also told us that he knows what we have need for and to not worry, right? Wow. You know, in a way, we doubt God when we do not believe that he has already answered our prayer and not believe that we have received what we asked for. It is not a question of how we pray for what we are asking is in sincerity. It comes down to us having doubt about the outcome of the prayer. Amen? Let me tell you something about God. Number one, God has no doubt when it comes to what he can do, because God can do everything. Amen? There's nothing that God can't do. God has no doubt that every prayer is important. You may not think that your prayer is more important than somebody else, but your prayer is just as important as theirs. And God knows this. God has no doubt that we are human and need him in our lives, okay? And that's the truth. We are human. And the best thing we can do is have him in our lives. Also, God has no doubt that his will should be done by all of mankind. God has said this throughout the Bible. Jesus said it, not my will, but let thy will be done. This is the will of God. Amen. God has no doubt that his will should be done by all of mankind, right? God also has no doubt that he created us in his image. Agree? Read Genesis. God has no doubt that he loves us. Okay? Now, I'm going to stop on this one a little bit because the feeling may not be mutual sometimes with us Christians. Okay? We claim that we love God. But when we doubt, we don't show that love. Amen? Amen. God has no doubt that he sent Jesus as a sacrifice for our salvation. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Wow. That's a lot. We serve a God that has no doubt. There's no back and forth with God. There's no tossing and turning with God. He makes a decision. It's final. He doesn't waver about it. He doesn't regret that decision. It is God that does all these things because God is great. Amen. So he has no reason to doubt. If you knew that everything that you did was correct, you wouldn't doubt anything, would you? Amen. Amen. I would love to be at that point where I know that everything I ask for will get taken care of, right? Or every decision I make is the right one. Wow. That would be something. I would love that. Well, let me ask God about that. Amen. Amen. When we pray for this point on, and we should start immediately, we should believe that we have received what we asked for and it will happen. Right? So, what we should start this immediately. It would be to our benefit. Think about it. If you do these things, believe that we already received it, and know that it will happen, whatever you ask for, there will be no doubt about it. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God that loves us so much that you send us a word to help us out. Father, we repent because we've all fallen short in this area. We really have, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your help, Father. We're not used to believing and already claiming that it happened and acting like it happened after we pray for it, Lord. Help us with that. Help us to know, Lord, that you hear our prayer immediately. We're not insignificant. No one is insignificant. You hear our prayer immediately. And Father, give us the strength, give us the faith to be able to believe what we ask for has already been received. And Father, according to your word, you said that if we do that, then anything that we pray for will be ours. Amen. Amen. So God, thank you for allowing that to happen, Lord. You've done your part, Father. Let us do ours. Amen. Help us to do our part. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land. Father, thank you for using me. Father, I learned a lot from this, and I hope everyone has too. May you be glorified in this as it reaches across the world, Lord. Send those you want to send to hear this word, Lord. May you be glorified. Father, I thank you. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.